hi guys, and I'm glad that we're here together again in our Friday Youth Service. And hopefully, kung first time mo dito, you are enjoying your time with us. And we hope that you would continue to tune in every Friday, 4:45 p.m. And besides that, nagkikita-kita rin kami through Victory Groups, where hopefully you are part of one, and we pray that you would know God more through the Victory Groups, kung saan may iba kayong kasama, other people, talking about God's Word, how do you apply it, and I hope that you would continue to learn from one another. So again, ako si Dean, I am one of the campus missionaries from Victory Metro East, and it has been so long since we've been doing this online, pero I hope hindi kayo nagsasawa, and that you would continue to tune in every Friday, and continue to enjoy the time together, even online. So thank you kanina, shout out dun sa mga ano, okay, shout out sa ano nga ulit yun, comms and admin team, okay, shout out sa inyo, hello, maraming salamat sa countdown video ninyo, okay, and to the music team who led us to worship kanina, maraming salamat for every week sending your labor and nabubuo yung worship team natin every Friday. So shout out nyo naman yung mga music team na kaibigan nyo dyan, okay, i-type nyo na. We are currently in a series titled I Am. Talked about God. And from the past 2 weeks, we've been talking about God as God. God, who is the great I Am. And I hope that you would continue to know God more and more. Kagaya last week, we talked about God being a just God. The God who does not delay His justice, kagaya yung kinakanta natin kanina. But righteousness will prevail, and God has a plan, and God does not always sees injustice, and God has His justice to do good in our behalf, in His own people's behalf. And even at this time, okay, pagpapatuloy natin itong talking about God. Before that, di ba pagka may kilala kayo, isang tao, pag nakita nyo pa lang yung pangalan, di ba may naiisip na kagad kayo kung ano siya? Tama ba? Tama ba? Kaya nga kanina, nung mga nag-games tayo, yung mga kung sino sila sa classroom, naaalala nyo kagad yung unang pangalang pumapatak sa isip nyo, lalo na yung nanghihingi ng wampork. Okay? So, di ba naaalala nyo kagad yun kung sino sila? Ito, may tanong ako sa inyo, i-comment nyo na lang. Babasahin ko, syempre, okay, i-prepare ko lang, babasahin ko. So, kung kilala nyo na ako or kung ano sa pagkakakilala nyo, okay, kahit shallow or what, or kung nakita lang tayo online or wherever, dugtungan nyo nga to, Dean is blank. O, ganon. Based sa pagkakakilala nyo sa akin, Dean is blank. O, sige nga, comment kayo dyan, basahin natin, tignan natin. O, huwag nyo naman akong siraan na masyado. Okay, gandahan nyo naman. Sana yung nakaka-encourage. Okay, so, o, sige, Dean is blank. Tignan nga natin kung may mga nagko-comment na. Okay, may nagko-comment na. Minsan yung iba nakakaasa rin. O, kagaya ni Jamie Mazo, sabi niya, Dean is iyakin. Wow, talaga naman. Okay, thank you. Dean is, ito gusto ko to. Okay, sabi ni JB. Okay, Pogi. Yan, gusto ko yan. Okay, meron pa ito, gusto ko to. Sabi ni Daniel, Dean is shooter. Yan, gusto ko yan. Naniniwala sa atin yan. Okay, so namimiss ka na mag-basketball. Ano ba? Dean is Lods, sabi ni Mile. Uy, Mile, Lods din kita, Mile. Lods kita, Mile, namimiss na kita, okay? Hoy, ito gusto ko to, sabi ni Norman Divina. Dean is mabait. Wow, nag-i-enjoy na ako. Parang kaya kong basahin to lahat. Ito sabi ni Christian Gonzalo, no? Sabi niya, Dean is pasaba. Wow, galing eh, no? Ha? Ang galing. Okay. Ang dami, okay, nakakatawa. Eh, ang dami, okay. Meron pa dito, Dean is papa. Oh, tama, papa na ako, okay. Ako ang papa ni Desley. Sige, baguhin natin, okay. Based yun sa pagkakakilala nyo sa akin, okay. And that's fun, okay. Kakatawa, okay. Yung iba, nangaasar lang, okay. Yung iba, naniniwala ko, gaya na sabi nyo, pogi ako. That's definitely true. Pero ito, baguhin natin. Blank is blank. Okay? Blank is blank. Alright? Based sa pagkakakilala mo sa sarili mo, wag mong isipin ibang tao, ikaw lang mismo, paano mo i-introduce yung sarili mo? Blank is blank. Okay? Tingnan natin mga interesting things dyan na pwede dinasabi na nila. Okay, yan. Okay? Sabi ni Justin, Justin is smart. Justin Carl Afante is smart. Nax. Eh, hindi siya globe. Okay? Smart siya. Nge, funny. Oh, meron pa dito si, ano, sabi ni Danica. Danica is Danica. Wow! That's so true. Okay. Si Jamie rin daw. Jamie is iyakin. Ayan. Ah, nip. Okay. Para lang makabawi. Christine. Sabi ni Christine. Christine is cute. Nox naman. Ito naman si Danica Fernandez. Danica is pretty. Sabi niya. Nox naman. Ito. Favorite ko to. Alfred Baltasar. Ito sabi niya. Alfred is short. Sino naniniwala? Sino naniniwala? Sino naniniwala? Alright, Aryan. Okay, makagaganda rin kay Aryan. Sino ganda rin? Aryan is laging gutom. Yun, is laging gutom. Ganon din ba kayo? Ang dami, okay. Sige, tuloy-tuloy nyo lang yan, ha? Okay, tuloy-tuloy nyo lang yan. Meron pa dito, sabi ni Gab. Gab is dancerist. May nakita ko kanina, eh. Gab is dancerist. Next naman. Sample naman dyan, Gab. Anyway, yun, ang dami, oh. Sige, tuloy nyo lang yan, oh. Tuloy nyo lang, damihan nyo lang. And that is very interesting. Talking about ourselves, diba? We would want to introduce ourselves as this to other people. Tama ba? Gaya ni Gab. Naalala ko siya. Dancerist yan. Okay? Lagi mong makikita sumasayaw yan. In fact, minsan pumupunta yan, papunta sa center. Nakikita ko yan sa Robinson's Metro East. Gumaganyan yan. Okay? Papunta sa Metro East. Okay, sumasayaw. And then, mahilig sumayaw. That is how he wants to express himself and want to be made known to other people through his talent. Do you know me based on the things that I do? And kaya nakita ko doon, iyakin, okay, you know me, kung lalo kung kilala niyo ako, okay, totoo, iyakin nga ako. Hindi lang yan, okay, shooter daw ako. Oh, I'm so thankful na nasabi niyo yan pag nakalaro niyo ako, pero hindi ako masyadong convinced doon, pero sige na nga, thank you, Daniel. But why am I saying this? We are known by other people, by what we do and what we show. The same way with God. How do we know God in this time today? God is. Yun yung pinag-uusapan natin dito sa series na I am. God is. He has shown himself to us already. And he has previously in the past generations has shown himself as the great I am. The God of justice. And not only that, he has proven and he has shown that he is God who is sovereign. God is sovereign. God is sovereign. This is the topic that we'll be talking about today, kung ano si God and kung sino siya, based on how he has shown himself through the Bible. And I hope you would understand and learn more about God, not only to have it stuck knowledge sa isip natin, hindi to pang exam lang, pero this is about life. This is how we live life. This is how we continue to grow in our knowledge of God and continue to grow in our life here on earth. Job chapter 42, yung babasahin natin, with just one verse. Job chapter 42, verse 2. Okay, nandiyan na ba kayo? God is sovereign. Chapter 42, verse 2. Sabi dito, I know that you can do all things and that no purpose of yours can be thwarted. Thank you, Lord, that this is you. This is who you are. And thank you, Lord, that you have revealed yourself as the great I am, the God of justice, and revealing yourself to us today as the God who is sovereign, may you open our eyes to know you more in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. God is sovereign. And talking about Job, and the book of Job is a very long book of a conversation between friends, between Job and his three friends, and God, who came into the picture of talking to them at the latter part, kung saan this verse 42, or before that, okay, two chapters before chapter 42, God spoke to Job already. But who is Job? Okay, exactly. Sino ba si Job kung kilala natin siya or kung familiar kayo sa Bible, no? From the first chapter, you would recognize that Job was introduced. He was the one who fears God. Ibig sabihin, he follows God. He is a family man. He has a wife and he has children. And besides that, he is a wealthy businessman. He could be one of the richest, okay, people in his time at that moment. And Job, being one of the richest man alive at that moment, suffered greatly. The one who follows God. Imagine mo yun, nagpa-follow kay God, nag-suffer. Hindi lang yun, a family man, okay, a father who is providing for his children, his wife. A businessman full of riches, suffered greatly. And if you do not know yet kung anong nangyari kay Job in his suffering, what happened is that his family, okay, if you think about it, his family was killed by calamities. His children were killed by calamities. Hindi lang yun. His business by calamities, by bagyo, by fire, by a whirlwind. And this is because God was testing Job. It was the enemy, the devil now, who asked God for the permission to be tested. And not only that, para magkaalaman na daw, kumbaga, magkaalaman na si devil at si God kung si Job, i-curse niya si God eventually. God was confident about Job, and then eventually this happened. A great suffering for a reason that he did not know. Why did he have to lose his children? Why did he have to lose his businesses? Why did he have to have more sickness from the source of his bones to the flesh of his skin? Yun ang sabi ng Bible. Suffering greatly. Imagine that. Okay? And they take this as an assignment, no? Wala tayong time para basahin yung buong Book of Job. Puntahan niyo yung Book of Job after ng service na to. Okay? Napaka gandang basahin. And he was suffering greatly for a reason he did not know, for something that he fully thinks that he don't deserve. Kasi hindi niya naman daw kasalanan, okay, bakit nangyari sa kanya yon? That was his argument. But he was suffering greatly for something that he can't understand. What was happening during the suffering? He can't understand yung mga bagay-bagay. Okay? It's a roller coaster of emotions around him when he was currently suffering. And if we think about us today, if we could come to a place, okay, of putting ourselves in the shoes of Job, me or we are disciples. We follow God. Tama ba? We love our family. I think Job loves his family. We love our family, right? You love your family. Okay, mahal natin, pamilya natin. And we are called differently. Job was called as a businessman. I am called as a campus missionary. Some of you are called as engineers. Some of you are called to be doctors. Some of you are called to be public servants. And we are called differently. But along the way, suffering happens. Tama ba? Suffering happens. We may not be suffering as great as Job is, but for a reason that we don't know, just like Job, why is suffering happening? For a reason that something that we did not deserve, we think that what's happening to us is something that we don't deserve. Hindi naman siya equal consequence na nangyayari sa atin. Why is this happening? I can't understand what's happening today during my suffering. We are in a roller coaster of emotions, and we have come to a point of wrongly accusing God because of our sufferings. We have come to a point of even wrongly accusing God because of our sufferings. Na-imagine mo ba yun? O nangyari na ba sa inyo? Kung saan you have had this great suffering na hindi mo, sa tingin mo, hindi mo deserve kasi hindi mo naman kasalanan. Don't get me wrong. Some of the sufferings we go through is because we made it. Okay? It is a consequences of the sin or of the mistakes we have probably made. Tama ba? That usually happens to us. But at the same time, there are sufferings na bakit hindi natin makaintindihan, katulad nitong COVID. Okay? Okay, sa tingin mo ba, pinlano mong magka-COVID yung buhay mo? Okay, do you deserve to go through a suffering of COVID-19 pandemic right now? But why is it happening now? And we come to a conclusion, I don't know what happened. Do I deserve this? I don't think I deserve this. I can't understand why we are in luck. I can't understand but hindi ako makakapag-enroll ngayon. And we are wrongly accusing God right now. Lord, kasalanan mo to. It's a sad reality in all of us. It's a sad reality for all of us. Iniisip natin, it's God's fault why I am in this suffering today. And in the part of Job, it was in their conversation with his friends, the questions, the challenges, up to one another. Yung friends ni Job, sinasabi nila, Job, may kasalanan ka, aminin mo na. Si Job, sinasabi niya, wala akong kasalanan, mahal ko si God, pero bakit ako nagsasuffer ng ganito? After these conversations, God showed up. God showed up. They were to a point wrongly accusing God and wrongly accusing Job. But when God showed up, God shared his own point of view. God spoke from chapters 40 and 41. God spoke at that moment. And you know what? In chapter 42, ito yung unang sinabi ni Job after God has ended his speech, okay, after siyang kausapin ni God, it was a response. Ang naging response ni Job, basahin natin ulit, okay? Job 42 verse 2, I know that you can do all things and that no purpose of yours can be thwarted. In the NLT or in another version, ang sabi doon, no, I know that you can do anything and no one can stop you. Yung ibig sabihin pala, you can do all things and no purpose of yours can be thwarted. Ibig sabihin nun, walang makakapigil sa'yo, Lord. Okay? Wala daw makakapigil kay Lord. Naintindihan ni Job yun. Not only that, in the message version, it tells us, I'm convinced that you can do anything and everything. Okay? Hindi lang basta anything. Pero everything, lahat daw kayang gawin ni Lord. And besides that, nothing and no one can upset your plans. Wala daw makakatalo or hindi daw, wala daw makakasira sa plano ng Diyos. Sabi sa Tagalog version, ng magandang balita, Bible, Tagalog version, alam kong ang lahat ng bagay ay kaya niyong gawin at walang makakapigil sa lahat ng inyong balakin. We normally think that life is about us. And that's valid. Because we are the ones who are experiencing the pain, just like Job was experiencing the loss of his family, the loss of his businesses, all of the riches that he has invested in for his whole life, lost his family, his very own children. We could safely assume na pwede nang sisihin ni Job si God. And we are sometimes in that kind of a position. Maybe not now, or maybe some of you are in that now. That we are in a point wherein we are now at a point that we are thinking, my life is in so much suffering, God, this must be your fault. We normally think that life is about us. It's about me, myself, my pleasure, my comfort, and my future. Hindi ba ganun tayo kung minsan iniisip natin? Sarili lang natin. But just as Job was in the right reasoning with his friends na hindi ko kasalanan yun, wala akong ginawang kasalanan. But what we feel and think is valid. But does it have to end there? Does the feeling of suffering and questioning and challenging God, does it have to end there? Do we have to make a conclusion about God? God is ganito. God is wrong. God is cruel because we are suffering today. Are we in a position to make that conclusion in a point of suffering? To some of you who are in that position already, wanting to make a conclusion about God because of the suffering, I hope that this message, I hope na take a pause and listen at this moment because suffering is not the conclusion of your life. God still has a plan that cannot be thwarted. God still has a plan that no one can stop. God still has a plan na walang makaka-upset or walang makakapigil sa kanyang mga balakin. You know why? Because God is sovereign. God is sovereign. You know what? Life is about God. It's just not up to us. Life is not all about us. Even though we think and we feel that all our life, it should be about our plans, our future, my feelings, my comfort, my pleasure today, I'm sorry to tell you, but life is not all about us. God, the author of life, has planned something for you. I know it's planned for you, but we have to come to a point to see God as sovereign. And how will we respond to the one who authored life? How will we respond to the one who authored life? God, who authored your life, siya yung bumuhay sa'yo. What do we mean by sovereign? God being sovereign means God knows everything. God knows everything. Job and his friends were arguing about God. Arguing about how God works. Kumbaga, ang nangyari na nga is that God became a formula. You do sin, you will be punished. You do good, you will be blessed. And God mentioned in the, I am not too simple to be understood. Yun yung summary nung sinabi niya in the latter part of Job when God already spoke. And we have to admit that when we think God is this, we have to admit that we don't know everything. Just like Job and his friends who concluded about God because of Job's suffering. I hope we don't come to a conclusion, but we take a pause and say, Lord, hindi ko talaga alam lahat ng nangyayari. God knows everything. You know why God knows everything? Because when God moves and when God thinks of something, God has an eternal perspective. Ibig sabihin, nakikita niya hindi lang yung ngayon, hindi lang para bukas, hindi lang para next year, hindi lang para 50 years from now, but He sees even after life on earth, but in eternity. Currently, or most of us, would only make conclusions because of a current reality or a current perspective, a current view. But God knows everything because He has an eternal perspective. Eternal perspective, walang katapusan. And since God knows everything, we don't know everything, but God knows everything, God being sovereign means God knows what He is doing. God knows what He is doing. Job and his friends were arguing about God, okay? And they knew partly about God and His situation. Yun na nga yung naging conversation nila kanila. They eventually knew, nabigla nilang laman, they knew partly about God. Akala nila simplify si God. Pagkasala ka, paparusahan ka. Maging mabait ka, mabibless ka. But God wasn't a simple formula. But Job and his friends kept arguing and about God and what He did to Job. Kumbaga, iniisip nila, Job, nagkasala ka, umamin ka na. Kaya ka nagkakaganyan, kaya nawala lahat sa'yo, kaya ka may sakit kasi nagkasala. They were only looking at the current picture, not seeing the bigger picture. Job at that moment also was only seeing the current picture. Lord, ba't ako nagkasala? Hindi ko naman to deserve. Wala naman akong kasalanan, pero bakit ganito kalaki yung nangyari sa akin? Ganito kasama yung nangyari sa akin. But at chapter 42, in verse 2, Job already humbly responded to knowing God as the author of life, creator of everything from heaven and earth. And God knows everything, and God knows what He is doing. God has a plan. God is always good. That's the declaration of Job in his life. God is always good. Even at a time of suffering, I hope you remember God is good. God is not yet done. And you are just in the process of going to a point of the good things that we will see about God. What are the sufferings we go through today? Ito pa lang, itong pandemic pa lang to, it's definitely a big, big, big suffering for all of us. Lahat tayo affected in a general manner, but also in a specific manner from our hearts, from our own finances, our own feelings, emotions, and mental health. There's suffering, I know. There's suffering differently besides COVID, okay? Bukod pa dun. But God knows what He is doing. God knows what He is doing. Nung nakita na ni Job, nung natapos na yung picture, nung natapos yung conversation ni God sa kanila, Job responded, "You can do anything and no plan of yours can be thwarted." Romans 8:28 tells us, "And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for the good for those who are called according to His purpose." This is what the Bible says about God's sovereignty. God who knows everything and God who can do everything, or He knows what He's doing. What He's doing is always good. It works together for the good because God is always good according to His purposes. Back then, probably 4 weeks ago, nanonood kami ng movie ni Gami. Nanonood kami ng movie ng wife ko, and it's Batman. Alam niyo ba yung The Dark Knight? Okay. So, hindi na to spoiler kasi sobrang tagal na nito. Okay. Si Batman, si Commissioner Gordon, yung isa sa apprentice niya, okay, dun sa part 2 ng Dark Knight series, at si Joker, at si Gami. Okay, kasama siya sa kwento. Okay. Sa Dark Knight, okay, si Commissioner Gordon, may nagkaroon ng scene, okay, na namatay siya. Pero ako, itong movie na to, by the way, napanood ko na to noon pa. Pinapapanood ko na lang kay Gami, kaya pala siya kasali. Okay? Nanonood kami ni Gami, napanood ko na to, si Gami di niya pa alam ang nangyari. Ako alam ko na. Si Commissioner Gordon namatay. Si Gami na siya, sabi niya, "Ha? Matay siya?" Ako sabi ko, Basta manood ka lang. Paano yun, namatay siya? Sabi ko, basta manood ka lang. Kasi alam ko na nga yung nangyari. Okay? Kasi alam ko na yung nangyari. And then dahil alam ko na yung nangyari, nung by the way si Commissioner Gordon, okay. Hindi siya namatay talaga, okay? Na fin-rame lang nila si Joker para mahuli si Joker. Tapos ngayon nung nakita ni Gami na si Commissioner Gordon buhay pa. Ay, buhay pa. Tapos ako naman inaabangan yung reaction. Alam niyo may ganun ba kayo? Inaabangan yung reaction ng kaibigan niyo kasi alam niyo na kung ano nangyari. Okay. Di ba? Sabi sa'yo, buhay siya. Galing, no? Okay. So, on my end, okay, I already knew what will happen and I was confident na mananalo sila Batman. Bakit? Kasi napanood ko na yun. Nakita ko na yun. Gami was affected. Ay, namatay siya. I am confident. Manood ka lang. Relax. I knew what happened but I didn't write the movie. I knew what happened, but I was not the director. I wasn't the writer. I was confident. But since I already watched the movie, alam ko na mangyayari. What more about God? We're only talking about a movie. Now we're talking about your life, my life. Talk about what happened, okay, about your life or what's happening about your life right now. And what's the suffering happening in your life right now? I know you're affected. But God, who is sovereign, looking after you, has planned your life. He is not worried at all. He is confident. Kasi nakita niya na yung buhay mo. Authored na ni God yung buhay mo. Authored na ni Lord yung buhay natin. Authored na ni Lord yung bansa natin. Authored na ni Lord yung lahat ng mangyayari sa atin. You know what? In your life, in our nation, and in this world, God knows what will happen. Relax lang si God. And hopefully we come to a point that we would be calm, we would be at peace, and knowing that Lord, you are good, and you have an eternal perspective. Lord, you already wrote and planned my life, my nation's life, this world's life, Lord God, and it is for your good, and it is for your purpose. What could be the implications of this in our life? If God is sovereign, God can be trusted. God can be trusted. God can be trusted. And besides that, knowing that God, okay, relax lang si God, stay put siya, I don't think nagulat si God nung ka-COVID, bakit nagkaroon ng sakit? Okay. But you know what? God has a plan. Have we seen the bigger picture? I don't think so yet. But has God seen it? Yes, He has already seen it. Why? Because God is sovereign, God has an eternal perspective. God can be trusted because God has an eternal perspective. And not only that, God do not only see what we have today, but God also sees what will happen tomorrow, what will happen in eternity. And He has a plan. And it is always good. God can be trusted because God is always good. God is always good. The sovereignty of God assures us that He has a plan, He knows everything, and He knows what He is doing. He is good. The challenge is, will you trust God? Will you trust God? Will you trust God? You know what? In the life of Job, I'm about to end and I'm gonna be praying. In the life of Job, God restored and even doubled all his fortune, yung mga nawala sa kanya. Job again had children. Job again had his business. And it was a process di noble ni God. Is it because Job endured the suffering that's why he got everything? Not only got everything back, but he had it doubled. But he did not receive that because he was a good man. Job actually accused God because of his suffering. But when he humbled himself and repented, Lord, mali ako, hindi ka na fully kilala. Lord, salamat pinakilala mo sa akin. Job trusted. But because Job trusted, God is good. God gave Job a double of his own fortune. God gave Job a family, and children, and a new livelihood, bagong business. Hindi dahil mabait si Job, pero dahil mabait si God. Lahat ng mga nawala sa atin ngayon, iniisip natin, what do you think have been nawala sa inyo because of your situation today? Will you trust God? God is good. He has a plan. Life is not about us. It's about God. It's about His plan. our life is only part of a bigger picture. God has a good eternal perspective. Think about your life. Diba yung iba sa atin ngayon, upset with what's happening around us? You know what? Your life, nangyayari sa inyo ito ngayon, para sa susunod, may compassion ka na. Pag ikaw na yung nagsisilbi sa gobyerno natin, may compassion ka. Pag ikaw na yung nagsisilbi bilang nurse, may compassion ka. May awa ka sa tao, may pagmamahal ka sa kanila. Your life today is only a part of a bigger picture, not only for your own good, but for the good of the nation, but for the good of the world. Na-experience mo ngayon suffering ngayon so that you would know what it feels today, so that you would guide other people in the future when you are already a counselor. You will know God's plan eventually. I know this preaching already took time, but I don't mind. I hope we knew God more and more. Will you trust God, who is sovereign, who has an eternal perspective, and is always good in all He's doing? Let me pray. Pray tayo. Father, thank you. Just like Job, we recognize the suffering. Thank you, Lord, that just like in Job, you recognize that we are hurting. But Lord, let our conclusions about you, God is, never be in line with our own feelings, with our own experiences, with our own pain. But let our knowing of you be so confident because of who you are and what your word says to us and what you have proven to do in the past in our lives today. And so that we would be hopeful for tomorrow because you are sovereign. You are sovereign, God. Let me pray for you who is struggling to trust God at this, as of this moment. You have already concluded that God is, cannot be trusted because of the current situations that you have gone. Lord, I pray for my friends, my brothers and sisters who are currently experiencing deep pain and suffering, sorrow. I don't know, Lord God. But they have not only questioned you, but they have accused you to be wrong at this moment. Lord, forgive us. We did not trust you. Lord, forgive us. Thank you, Lord. Relax ka lang pala dyan. Ibig sabihin, Lord, you are at peace because you confidently know what you are doing. Let your peace, Lord God, that will overcome all our understanding, inner wars, inner noises, Lord God. Uneasiness in our hearts, God. Unbelief and anxious or anxiety, worry and all, be all under the peace that you give, God. You are sovereign. You are in control. We may not understand it today, but Lord, we pray that just like Job, you would believe that no one can stop your plans and you can do anything because you know everything. You can do anything, everything. Walang makakatigil sa lahat ng iyong balakin, sa iyong magagandang layunin, Lord, sa buhay namin. Your good, pleasing, and perfect will, Lord God. Your purposes will continue to prevail. You are at work. And we trust you. In Jesus' name, amen.